Never heard of any of those?
No.
I think it grows further north than here.
It probably does.
What kinds of berries grow around here?
Blueberries and blackberries. Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. What about a berry that you get at the store? Some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it.
Cranberry?
Or did you ever hear of a rat?
Raspberry?
Uh-huh. Do they grow around here?
They don't grow around here. Or I haven't saw them if they do.
Uh-huh. And if you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be.
Poison?
What kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy, poison oak, cowhitch vine.
How can you recognize those when you see them?
Well, sometimes you can't. And then sometimes you can by the number of leaves that they have on them.
What does the poison ivy look like? Is it a bush or a vine?
It's a vine.
Does it have a certain number of leaves?
Yeah, I think so.
How many?
I think 5.
Uh-huh. What about poison oak?
I don't know about it, really.
What about the cowhitch?
I don't know about it.
Uh-huh.
But I know it is around because people that are out in the woods a lot, they get that picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it can be even the contact of the smoke from a burning bush that has that on it. You can get it even from that if you have a real sensitive skin.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
My sister-in-law did once. She hadn't even been outside, and she broke out all over and come to find out the doctor said it was from the smoke from the neighbor's trash that had that poison ivy in it. And it
I could ask my better half or work half.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife?
Any joking ways to refer to each other?
Have to ask the boss or?
Uh-huh. Who would say that?
Well, it could be the wife or it could be the husband. I've heard some husbands say that, and I've heard some wives say that. Well, he runs the house or he runs the show or I've got to ask my better half or worse half or according to how they're feeling, I guess, at the time they ask.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And if her husband just left her, then she'd be a
if he had just left her, she would be legally married, but she would be separated from her husband, living in different quarters, I guess. She would.
Did you ever hear it called a grass?
Grass widow, I think, is a divorce, as a woman that her husband is dead. But I think that's when they refer to the grass, because. And the widow. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What did you call your father when you were little?
Daddy.
What about your mother?
Mother. Or mom.
Uh-huh. What about your grandparents?
Well, I call my father's mother Mama and the other one Mama, because that was their last name, so that's how I separate them. And if they were not together, I called them Granny.
Mm-hmm. What about your grandfather's?
Well, I always called him, only had the one that lived, so there's no problem separation of him. We always called him Papa.